Good evening. Welcome to Calvary Baptist Church for our evening service and also our cantata. We don't normally have people sitting up here, so I hope you're excited for what we have to present to you, what we've been learning, especially about Jesus, our Messiah, our Savior, and how he came to earth. Let's open the service with hymn number 196, Angels We Have Heard on High. Let's stand as we sing hymn number 196, Angels We Have Heard on High. We'll sing the first and the last.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply echo back their joyous strains. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
At Christmas, we celebrate this wonderful occasion of the Messiah's birth. But why do we celebrate? Why all the Christmas festivities? This coming of the Messiah was such an important event that even before he came, many people waited for years with much anticipation for the time that the prophecies of his coming would finally be fulfilled. The prophet Isaiah said, "The Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Luke 2, 1 through 14. "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Luke 2:15 through 20. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen as it was told unto them.
I can see the brilliant starlight shining all throughout the stable as a baby's cries and startled birds to flight. I can feel the peace of heaven descend upon the lonely as hope is born on this first Christmas night. We sing the song in chorus with shouting peace on earth, goodwill to all the nations. For Christ is here and hope is born this night. For Christ is here and hope is born this night. The dark of night is falling, the hope of God is dawning. The Son of God has come on earth to dwell. Behold the child of promise, God's blessing rests upon us. Oh, come and worship our Emmanuel. I can hear the angels singing, their praises now are ringing, as they fill the sky announcing Jesus' birth. God's only Son is given, the Holy Prince of Heaven. He comes to bring salvation to the earth. We sing the song in chorus with the angels, the glorious news that echoes through all time, shouting peace on earth, goodwill to all the nations. For Christ is here and hope is born this night. For Christ is here and hope is born this night. For Christ is here and hope is born this night.
Matthew 2, 1 through 2, and 10 through 11. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? We have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh.
Bethlehem, come, oh come, come to Bethlehem,
come, oh come to Bethlehem,
come to Bethlehem,
join with us to search for him,
come to Bethlehem,
prophecy leads to the town,
come to Bethlehem,
where the infant king is found,
come to Bethlehem.
Star that guides our way,
come to Bethlehem,
fills the air with joy and praise,
come to Bethlehem,
though the dusty road is long,
come to Bethlehem,
hope and faith will lead us on,
come to Bethlehem,
come, oh come, come to Bethlehem, come.
Bethlehem, see the star is shining bright, come, see the shining light, filling all the world with light, come, see the glorious light, and proclaims across the sky, glory be to God on high, come, come, oh come. Bethlehem, come, oh come, come to Bethlehem,
see the child of Bethlehem,
come to Bethlehem,
bow down and worship him,
come to Bethlehem,
gifts of love and praise we bring.
Bethlehem,
to the holy infant gate.
Come to Bethlehem, come, oh come.
Come, oh come, come, oh come, come, oh come, come, oh come, come to Bethlehem, come, oh come.
Psalm 98, 1 through 4. O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. John 3:16 through 17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. As Jesus became a man, he taught many people and performed many miracles. However, the whole reason for his coming was to be that ultimate gift to pay for our sins. Christ took our sin for us and did so by taking the punishment we deserve, which is death. Christ was born to die and then rise from the dead with victory, and he did this all for us. We cannot help but stop and ask the question, how can this be?
And can it be? And can it be? Amazing love, how can it be? And can it be that I should gain an interest in the Savior's blood? Died he for me who caused his pain? For me who him to death pursued? Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me? He left his father's throne above, so free, so infinite his grace, emptied himself of all but love, and bled for Adam's helpless race. 'Tis mercy and free, for all my God, it found out me. And can it be, amazing love, how can it be? No condemnation now I dread. Jesus and all in him is mine. A light in him I living had, and clothed in righteousness divine. My own, amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, shouldst
God's amazing love is why we celebrate Christmas. God's gift through the Messiah's birth has brought us salvation, hope, and the ultimate sacrifice that pays for our sins. We celebrate Christmas with joy as we praise God for this gift of eternal life.
Sing hallelujah, sing.